Most states have laws or pending legislation requiring that public schools teach sexual violence prevention. That leaves Wyoming as one of the few states with absolutely nothing on the books. But the Wyoming Sexual Violence Prevention Council is working to fill this gap by supporting a growing network of local projects. Among them is a program that works with student-athletes. Wyoming Public Radio's education reporter Tennessee Watson interviewed Bob Vines, the Washakie County Victim Witness Coordinator, to find out more.
I deliver direct services to victims of crime. I work with a lot of children, a lot of victims of sexual abuse and domestic violence. I also work with the Coalition Against Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault with some of their primary prevention programs that deal with youth.
And you're focusing some of those prevention efforts on student athletes. Can you describe those programs?
We've got a couple programs. One is called Coaching Boys into Men. It utilizes coaches in their mentoring role to discuss healthy relationships with their teams. And that one's directed towards boys athletic teams. Not necessarily that athletes have a higher propensity for abuse, but they're also, especially in small communities like we have in Wyoming, they're also the school leaders. There's nothing like a Friday night in some of our small towns at the football field. We gather around these kids, we put them on pedestals, we praise them, we put their images all over our local newspapers. There are leaders, and there are leaders in our school. When they speak up, then they're sending a message to other students that they can speak up as well, too. And that's where we really start seeing culture change when it comes to gender-based violence.
And are you also working with young women that are athletes?
Yeah, the female program is called Athletes as Leaders. It was just developed in Seattle, and we had a couple pilot communities in Wyoming that tested it out. Utilizes a lot of media. They'll show a clip to the girls and it'll begin a conversation. Anything from girl positivity, body image standards, rumor spreading. Whereas young boys have different topics that they're discussing, such as bragging about sexual reputation, when aggression crosses the line. There's no excuse for relationship abuse. And basically, respectful behavior towards women and girls in their lives. We find that the first couple sessions, the boys are a little bit tentative, but then they begin quickly to direct the conversation.
And it seems like education efforts like this could bring some hard stuff to the surface mm-hmm. for the students. So how are coaches prepared to respond?
If an athlete does bring a situation to a coach, schools have policies, and the coaches are well aware of when they need to report as required by law. However, we make sure that the coaches are armed with a whole list of resources, including local violence prevention advocates like myself. When a coach feels the need to bring somebody else in, or even if they're uncomfortable talking about a topic such as consent, there are experts in every community in Wyoming that would just love an opportunity to assist coaches in those difficult discussions. Kids want to talk about this. Coaches feel a little bit nervous, but when they start getting going on it, they start understanding, I guess, the importance of the topics and become more engaged. And the more engaged the coach is, the more engaged the athletes are. And there's some really great conversations that are being had in locker rooms all across the state.
How are you going to know that you're having an impact? Is there a certain data set or a certain statistic that you're trying to influence?
Obviously, the statistics that will ultimately show whether we are improving is whether or not sexual misconduct decreases, whether it's misdemeanor sexual battery or more felonious things. What we see, especially coming through courts, is confusion in young people. Confusion about what is legal and what isn't legal, or their concepts of what is appropriate, or even their concept of consent. We want to protect young women from these acts, but also we want to protect young men too. So we need to make sure that our young men understand what is required of them, as well as protecting young women. 90% of all sexual assaults are committed by somebody that the victim knew and trusted. And those are the situations that we need to prepare our kids for. If 1 in 5 young women are going to be sexually assaulted by the time that they are through college, then what tools are we giving our young women and young men prior to sending them off to college? Our whole idea is to teach young men to be respectful and caring and not hurt. While at the same time, we want to teach young girls that self-confidence in order to identify when they're in an uncomfortable situation and those tools that they may need to get themselves out of that uncomfortable situation. So we're coming at it two different angles with young people.
When you look around at who's doing sexual violence prevention work in Wyoming, are you one of the only men?
I do mention that. I'm getting used to being the only man in the room at a lot of these trainings and stuff, which is a little bit frustrating. I know that a majority of men are not abusers. A majority of men believe that the work we do is very, very important. But we haven't done a very good job of engaging them. And that's what this movement needs, is more men engaged. We really just want men to speak up when they identify disrespectful behavior. And it's not that hard to do. There's that little voice inside your head that sometimes when you're a group of men where the conversation starts getting uncomfortable and that little voice says, I don't feel right about this. But you're also thinking, well, nobody else is saying anything, so maybe I'm the only one that has an issue with it. Well, that's generally not the case. More than likely, there's other people in that group that are thinking the exact same thing, and we just need somebody to speak up. That invokes culture change. That changes the way that you raise children. That means children will grow up differently and they will raise their children differently. And that's how we change culture.
That was Tennessee Watson speaking with Bob Vines. He'll be hosting a sexual violence prevention training for educators and coaches in Casper on January 16th. For information about how to register, go to wyomingpublicmedia.org.